Hello everyone, thanks for joining me for this new episode. So I want to ask you a question. Did you know that not following your heart is one of the top regrets that people who are about to transition from this life have? And I don't know if you've ever heard anyone say, "I'm so glad I didn't go out of my comfort zone to pursue my dreams." Because personally, I've never heard anyone say that. So, for myself, I'd rather go for it. And that's what I did. And that's what I will always do. I'd rather go for it, even if I have no idea how it looks like, or how to do things, or what the hell I'm going to do, rather than sitting here and wondering what could have been or settling for less. And yeah, wondering what my life could have been if I had gone for my dreams. Because here's the truth. It can be scary to follow your passion. It's often seen as irrational, or that's usually when your societal conditioning has done its job, like disconnecting you. And when I say you, it's you in general, us humans, right? Myself included. Like, I of course went through that too, and it's a journey. So it's how society in general disconnects you from your heart, and to favor living in fear. Yes, but what if there is a crisis, there is this, there is that, and I'm not denying, right? Like, things are as they are. But we also need to remember that we can choose what we focus on, right? And I know it's hard. I know it's scary and definitely uncomfortable. But if you are like me, I know you'd rather be uncomfortable to take the leap towards what sets your soul on fire rather than settle for something that makes you miserable and lose your vitality, your enthusiasm. Because on the long run, that's affecting your mental, your emotional, and your physical wellness. And it's one thing not to know it. Sometimes we just feel there is this weird feeling, this void, and we cannot pinpoint it. We're not even aware that we are really feeling a void. We just think that, well, there is something wrong with me. I'm probably too stressed. And then it's another one to know that something like you have outgrown a situation and you need to change. And in both cases, it's okay. It's part of the journey, right? No judgment here. But it's all about getting back within yourself. Because what if instead of looking at the what if I fail, what if insert negative scenario here, you would learn to look at the what if I succeed? And I'm happier than ever. And what if I can impact people positively and make a difference in the world? Or at least in my world, ripple effects, right? Because at the end of the day, the what if plus negative thought is a learned behavior, it's a learned pattern, it's a programming you've learned from your caretakers, from your peers, and their caretakers as well. And society in general, when you had to survive, when you had to learn to observe around you, like how people act and react, so you could build your own safety, your own protection, your own defense mechanism. So your mind is only trained to protect you from suffering. But here is the paradox. By doing so, it only perpetuates that very thought or scenario that you actually don't want. And by keeping it in mind, you're keeping it in your energy. And of course, the root is in the subconscious because it's like a program running in the background, right? So imagine healing your fears and clearing the limitations that are causing you to feel nervous or overwhelmed, or also rationalize your struggle mode tendency. And I went through that too. That was my default mode, the action, the do, the struggle. Because that's what I learned. I've had to decondition myself and deprogram myself. And it's an ongoing process, of course, because I don't like this expression, new level, new devil, but let's say new level, new awareness, and new programs to shift. And that's why I'm so passionate about doing that. That's exactly what I do with my clients in my 8-week program called Unshakable, and also in private sessions, like in single sessions. But of course, we go deeper in a program in 8 weeks than in one session, right? But single sessions are good when you have one specific, let's call it block, and you need to break through. And of course, program is deeper for more durable, deep, lasting changes, if you will. And together we clear the path to your success so you can invite more ease, more clarity, and have more room for creative flow that enables you to create more material resources, more impact, and to make a difference in the world, to really embody your leader self. And as I always say, it doesn't mean it's unicorn and rainbows. It just means you lead yourself no matter what. You become a no matter what type of person. Like, no matter what happens, I will find a way. I know I got this. I don't know what it looks like, but it's okay. I will figure it out because I trust myself and I trust my heart. So if that sounds like something, like a reality you want to create for yourself, I will be happy to be your facilitator and catalyst. So you can get in touch. Check my website, go to the contact tab. You can book your free call or just send me an email. It doesn't oblige you in anything, but it could also be the new beginning you've been craving for. So thank you very much for listening. I hope that inspires you to follow your passion. And once again, even if you don't know what it looks like, you just need to decide that this the first step is the decision to go for it. And then everything will fall into place. So thank you very much for listening. And actually, I'm recording this. It's 16:16 on the clock. So the universe agrees. Synchronicity. So take care, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.